Fantastic Fest Day 4, Fraud, The Playground, Raw, Bad Black, and Sadako vs. Kayako, aka The Ring vs. The Grudge. Fraud. Drowning in debt, but driven by an insatiable hunger for material wealth and instant gratification, a working-class family concocts a plot to perpetuate their unsustainable lifestyle, even if it means pulling up their stakes and fleeing across the country to escape the consequences of their duplicity. It's a sensational story worthy of a tabloid, but filmmaker Dean Fleischer Camp plays out this cautionary tale through a kaleidoscopic cacophony of hundreds of innocuous clips called from the family's seemingly banal YouTube channel. The result is a mesmerizing and chilling metafiction whose very construction is as disturbing as its narrative conceit. The Playground. Somewhat based on a true story from Poland, it's the final day of school in a small town in Poland. The students are getting ready for summer break. 12-year-old Gabirisa has finally gathered the nerve to tell her classmate Sizmek that she's in love with him. She blackmails the boy to set up a meeting, but what was meant to be an intimate talk spins out of control, and soon the entire class is hurtling towards a violent end that no one could expect. Raw. This feature focuses on Julia, a shy young vegan heading to her first year of veterinarian school. Julia's classmates just happen to love hazing, and after an all-night party, Julia is forced to eat animal for the first time, specifically rabbit kidney. Like all good coming-of-age horror films, this sparks change in Julia. Bad Black, a mild-mannered doctor, is trained in the art of ass-kicking commando vengeance by a no-nonsense ghetto kid named Wesley Snipes in an effort to steal back a family heirloom from Uganda's toughest gang. Sadako vs. Kayako. When a college student comes across the cursed videotape of Ring stuck in a VCR, she unwittingly unleashes the dreaded Sadako. With time fast running out, they turn to their university lecturer, who specializes in urban legends. Meanwhile, a high school student finds herself the target of Kayako after wandering into her domain. As the pair of victims are united in their plea for help, there remains only one solution: to pit spirit against spirit, in order to rid the world of the evil of Sadako and Kayako for once and all. Fraud. I should mention that Fraud, short documentary film Twisted, was attached to Fraud. Investigates sort of local legend around Niagara Falls about a tornado tearing up a drive-through while it was playing the movie, the 1990s movie Twister. It's interesting. It's it gets to the point pretty quick and exploring different viewpoints on what happened and going into memories, how memories can be affected by things. It was a nice little thing. It played into a little bit the feature itself, Fraud. Now, Fraud, I didn't quite get from the initial program description, something that might be key to how someone reacts to the film, whether they know this going in or not. But while it does tell a story, apparently pulled from YouTube clips, it is entirely fictional, meaning that the filmmaker, called YouTube videos and put them together in a way to suggest a narrative about a family being obsessed with consumerism and committing insurance fraud. So it's something where it's an interesting exercise on that level. That is not something that I knew going in. It makes a lot more sense than someone was stupid enough to document their crimes all onto a single YouTube channel. And it's not just culled from a single channel. There are bits where, insert shots of, a home catching on fire that are not from this family, with insert shots of them reacting to, say, fireworks, I think he said. So things like that put all together. It's an interesting film. I can't say whether I would recommend it or not. It's definitely something that I haven't seen before. Wouldn't have even occurred to me to do that. So I guess in that sense, it's a worthwhile exercise. And it is interesting in that on that level. Playground. The playground had some strong child performances, had sort of a detached sense of things where it's more about observing what's going on than portraying any sort of subjective point of view. It's more observing the characters as they interact. It went a little differently than I was expecting. From that description, I thought there would be sort of a larger climax. The climax is satisfying, in a sense, building up to a particular action. Somewhat tastefully done. It's just my own expectations going into it. I think people who are not exposed to violence, cruelty, and bad decisions might have a different reaction to this film than I did. The ending was supposed to provoke some sort of outrage. The person doing the introduction said that they read an interview that the director had made this as sort of a metaphor about what was happening to Poland now that a right-wing conservative party has been elected into power. Raw is the one coming into the fest that I was the most interested in. It had some attention-grabbing reviews out of the Toronto Film Festival a couple weeks ago. Tales of people fainting in the audience. It was the grossest film of the year. Stuff like that. What Raw, to me, it's a very dark comedy about coming of age, growing up, getting out on your own with cannibal elements. It's entertaining. It does have some detailed gore in spots, but it's not entirely a gore fest. There are stretches where it's just sort of seems like a college comedy in some respects of a person adjusting to culture on a college and interacting with, you know, other veterinarians, coming into conflict with the culture there. There's some good comedy out of that. I'm not sure if it was just me laughing or not. I think it could be worth seeing if this is your type of thing. I wouldn't come in expecting it to be a nerve-wracking horror film, just completely beginning to end filled with horrific images and deeds and such. That's not what this film is, but it is an intriguing film. Bad Black. This is my most fun experience so far at Fantastic Fest. The introduction itself was amazing. Just a 15-minute, maybe even 20-minute intro from one of the producers / actors explaining things, how he came to be involved with this Ugandan film production. This film apparently is from Uganda's, it sounds like, Uganda's only film director. They do get, like, American action films and such, but they don't, it sounds like they don't, haven't produced their own films until this particular director decided to start doing that. So the person we had present talked about how he had heard about it, how he got dumped by his fiance and 2 days later became a Ugandan action star. Went to a wedding and met a friend there who had heard of this particular Ugandan filmmaker, had done some sort of piece on them or knew someone else who knew them, something like that. The person we had introducing it got the phone number for the guy and just out of the blue called him up asking for more details about things and wanted to, I think he said that he wanted to act in one of his films, just whenever they happen to be doing one next. The reaction, the director's reaction to that was to write him a film, write him a part in a film, specifically to have him in this film, which is the film that we saw. It was super fun, unique style. It was explained to us that Ugandan films, because a lot of people there don't understand English, it seems like they don't have the technology or budget to add subtitles to American films that they show. So what the culture is over there is they have what they call VJs, not video jockeys. I forget what the full version, something jockey, but not video jockey. Their job is they are there in the theater as these films are playing, explaining what is going on. The problem is that they themselves did not speak or understand English, so they're just making up their own story to go along with whatever film is playing. So sometimes making jokes, making fun of it, sometimes providing their own exposition. So in this case, you've got an action film that is over the top, funny in its own right, intentionally funny, while also having a basically an unseen commentator like Riff Tracks or Mystery Science Theater 3000 or whatnot, talking over the movie, making jokes, sometimes within scenes that have their own jokes. It's just, it was fascinating. It was amazing. The audience, I think, helped as well, but it I think it will stand on its own without having an audience like ours. I also technically might be in a Ugandan action film now. The director, they had a couple cameras filming reaction shots and such, filming the audience and how we reacted to the film as it was playing. The director came in on Skype at the end, and the person from the film who was there actually in the theater explained to us that the director wants to make an action movie about super Ebola. So what they did was they filmed all of us in the theater pretending to die of Ebola to potentially put in this film at some point. It may not actually make it into this film. It sounds like they shoot a lot of footage just overall for their films, some of which does not make it to the final cut. Another interesting thing about it is that they basically film, they're always in production. They're either writing they're doing several things simultaneously. They're shooting, they're writing, they're putting together sets, choreographing things for different films all at the same time to keep this company going. No one's really paid for any of it. It's just more for the fun of it. I also mentioned interesting cultural detail that basically they have a 5-day release window for these films. The Ugandan films themselves, they go door to door selling it. They have about 5 days before they get enough customers that someone ends up pirating it, distributing it to all their potential customers, which that was interesting. Definitely, I'm highly recommending Bad Black. Sadako versus Kayako. The Ring versus The Grudge. It's a fun horror film. To me, it reminded me a little bit of Freddy versus Jason in the sense that it's a versus movie where it has two different characters from two different franchises coming into conflict. But the film seems to be done in the style more of one of these film franchises more than the other. In this case, in that example, while having Freddy and Jason felt more like a Nightmare on Elm Street movie featuring Jason Voorhees. In this case, it feels more like a Ring film featuring the characters from The Grudge. Now, they do put in an effort to set up The Grudge characters a little bit, and that location, and having a human avatar getting ready to interact with those ghouls and ghosts and such. But the main characters that we spend the most time with are dealing with the Ring Girl. Not that that's a bad thing, it's just not much of a balance there. I'd say it's about 75% Ring, 25% Grudge. The title event itself takes up maybe the last 5-10 minutes of the movie. Turned out okay. It can't say where that's good or bad, because the events leading up to it were satisfying enough that having a short fight didn't really undermine the thing for me. There were a couple of, most of the characters are just sort of vanilla Japanese schoolgirl characters who happen to
get ensnared in the plots of these ghouls.
There are two compelling supporting characters who come in halfway to three quarters through. I'm forgetting the names now, but they are sort of psychic characters, and the people who they end up helping already know their names, which is interesting. So there's some sort of unexplained story there that maybe was from one of the other previous franchise films. They're entertaining characters. It's basically a casual, cool psychic dude who has like little hand wavy things to put his spells and whatnot on, accompanied by a blind child who can see spirits and such. An entertaining pair. Add a lot to the proceedings. This film actually had more comedy than I was expecting. Not that it's like a horror comedy, but it was had a lot more jokes than I would have expected out of a film like this. That's it.